For literally the last time, this is it. And I'm Sam.
I'm Lauren.
And welcome to our final show. You don't have
that
ever.
You don't have that memorized by now. The
I know. I don't know. I feel very flustered. It's a big night. It's a big night. Okay. It's a big night. I feel a little flustered. Okay.
Gosh.
How are you, Lauren?
I'm good. I'm feeling better. Feeling better now.
Okay. Good.
I cheered you up. I had a bit of a meltdown during the day about the whole photography situation, you know.
Tell the viewers.
I know they can't control the weather, but like, man, like, why they gotta do me dirty? I feel like that's photography companies, like, oh jeez, the mic just like ran away from me. I feel like photography.
This is it? This is all you put? Four songs? All
right, well, I was in a rush. It was like 2 minutes. I feel like photography companies, like, they do you, they like, if, like, something happens, like, weather or something, they're like, nope, too bad, sucks for you. Meanwhile, I'm paying you to come do this for me. So if there's weather, obviously you can't control it, but you gotta reschedule. But then they won't reschedule my senior pictures. So I guess I'm just gonna have to come back. If I get the email, I don't even know if I'm, like, able to register to like, do the pictures. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, you will be.
Right, but they send you a link with your username and stuff like that.
Yeah, I got one, too.
I know, but, like,
I didn't sign up.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be the same link that the...
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It'll just show up.
I'll just show up and be like, take my picture right now. I don't care.
Yeah.
So, yes. But now I'm in the more festive spirit, the holiday spirit, you know?
With the rush and the hustle and bustle of the evening.
Like you said, the most fun part about having, like, a party is like...
The prep. The funness of the prep. I found a new treat that Lauren likes.
You get to put little
M&M's pretzels with Hershey Kisses. Yes, it's very exciting when you're prepping. And then when we're going to get there, we're going to be like, we did all this for what?
For no seniors to show up?
Yep. But it's fine. We're both getting gifts tonight, so that's exciting.
See. So what kind of gifts I get? My pansy sister doesn't even give me a gift.
I want to know. I'm going to ask Benson right now who your thing is.
I mean, there's not a set, like, how many times they're supposed to do it. You know, not like big little. It's like you're doing it for 4 days kind of a thing. I was never a pansy sister because I got assigned Alyssa Kisak as my pansy sister. And then she was like, I'm not graduating yet.
And you're so, like, oh, awkward.
Oh, awkward. And then the next time it was just like they had enough people. So I was like, okay.
I did Miriam and I did Emma Warner because I figured no one would do Emma.
Aww. I liked Emma Warner.
I did, but I don't think people would sign up for her.
People probably wouldn't sign up for me either.
I think people would sign up for me. I feel popular enough.
Yeah.
I got people.
I got people to back you.
Yeah. Hopefully. They're definitely not listening. But I kind of hope that I get Sarah Johnson because I think she would get me good things.
Dude. so all has been resolved with Sarah Johnson.
Sure. But like, I just kind of go with it. I'm not going to hold this grudge. You know what I mean? She feels connected to me, especially through this whole officer thing where she felt very stressed about not getting the position she wanted and all that jazz. But I feel like her, Sandy, they would do a good job for me. I think they also both would ask for me. Maybe. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm skipping your songs first. I'm going to do a different one first. Okay. I have to do a classic. Has to do the classic. And then we'll go back.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Oh,
We're back. That was Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
Yeah, Sam and I have
a classic.
Sam and I have two definitions of the classic, okay?
Ariana Grande is definitely not a classic.
Well, it's a modern classic.
Okay, you didn't even know all the words.
Okay, just because I don't know all the words doesn't mean it's not a modern classic. Just like the Justin Bieber Christmas album, a modern classic. You know, my kids will be listening to that and be like, yeah, that you remember when like mom was young and like she was listening to all those cool Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber Christmas music? Like, come on. Michael Bublé, you're out the door.
My mom's gonna be mad that you said that.
last year, you know? You're just like old news. He's old news.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. Like,
you're old news. You're graduating on Tuesday. No one's gonna care about you.
It's like, it's been there, done that.
Yeah,
not yet. Jeez, give me until Tuesday at least. Actually, till Wednesday, because I probably won't even have my diploma on Tuesday because I still have a final on Wednesday.
Well, she just spent a good chunk of money on that bit there.
I'm going to go ask to see. I feel like the diploma frame would not be on sale.
She spent a that's not the right word. A lot of money on a diploma frame. But there's a school store discount for 25% off, but it says gifts. So I don't know what's defined as a gift.
It's a clothing.
So your parents are buying it for you. That's a gift. Who are they to judge what a gift is?
Yeah.
You need to classify.
I feel like that's a great gift. Like if someone's like graduating, and you got them their diploma frame. I'm gonna go back.
Are you? Put your foot down, Lauren.
And be like, I have a return.
You get $50 back.
Yeah, that's a good.
That's a good chunk of money.
Yeah.
They're not gonna like that, but
they can. they can deal with it. You know?
I know who your pansy sister is. Benson said she's going to text her because she hasn't done it for you.
Yikes.
I take back who I said I want for my pansy sister then.
You spoiled it!
It's one of those people. I'm not going to tell you who. It's not like you would have guessed anyway. I don't even know if they're doing a reveal.
Oh, yeah. Probably at Rose, probably.
Maybe. Lots happening at Rose. Rose are pansy sister reveal, Rose, and what's it called?
Wills.
It's a lot of senior week in one day.
Yeah, it's just like, senior, you're get out of here.
Are you disappointed? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
You're disappointed?
Yes.
Wait, actually?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll get over it.
Oh my god, now I feel really bad.
Good.
I feel like you're not actually mad.
Well, I'm not mad, but like, I was like,
I don't know who it would have been.
You figured it was that?
I figured it was either her.
There's two people, so I'll keep the mystery alive.
Like, it can't be, because it wouldn't have been, like, the only, like, I'm trying to think of people that are close to you, but like, it can't be your little.
Yeah.
Like, it's not supposed many. To be. That's, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's not me and Hannah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I spoiled it.
Spoil it. Benson will not be
happy. Hey, at least I'm getting your stuff action, okay? You know what? At least I am taking proactiveness and being like, hey, Laura needs her gifts. Get it to her.
Isn't that Benson's job?
It is Benson's job, but I texted Benson to do her job. So, you know what? I don't feel as bad now about spoiling it, potentially, because I was nice and tried to help. Again, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You're sad now. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know who your snowflake person is.
I don't know who your snowflake. Great, keep that one a surprise for the next 2 hours.
Hey, at least you're gonna have gifts now.
I know.
Cause it sounded like whoever was doing it was a slacking.
Yikes.
I wonder who Camilla's is.
Don't know.
Okay, now I feel bad. Okay, let's just move on because I feel bad. I can't tell if you're serious or not.
I'm not disappointed.
Okay.
Like, would have preferred not to know.
Also, you weren't the one that told me who my big was. It was Hannah. So I was gonna say, well, you know what?
Don't come at me.
Okay, so we'll just play the next song as I sit and pity myself.
Okay, the next song is actually a double whammy.
Oh, do tell.
Because so my dad did request this genre artist of music. And it was also on our first radio show. So
really?
Yeah. Or one of the, from what my Spotify, I don't think it was the first one, but like, it's up there.
Okay.
But whatever's on my Spotify, that was under the first thing. Because I think you probably have a later date. Like, I have a few playlists on my Spotify, but you probably have a later, like, earlier ones.
Earlier one.
But from my recollection.
Got it. Okay. Well, so what is it?
Oh, it's Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. Also one of my favorite Led Zeppelin songs.
Okay. Here we go.
Stay. upgrade me, it's higher than number one. You know I used to beat that block, now I bees the block.
I hear you be the block, but I'm the life to keep the streets on. No, this true the type that like to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me. Believe come me. Harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. What you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life. That's a good thug, taking care of home and still fly. To play my part and let you take the lead, bro, believe me. I'll follow, this could be easy. I'll be the help whenever you need me. I see your hustle, if I hustle, I can keep you. Focus on your focus, I can feed you. You need a real woman in your life. That's a good thing. Taking care of home and still fly.
Traded all the corporate dudes. They call shots, I call audibles. Take up the jeweler, bubbles, the rain swap sort of do. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly pads and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merge, cause that rock on your finger's like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. It's humorous to me, they watching and we just shot in Allen, hopping off of your mafia coast, mafioso. Oh, baby, you ever seen satin? No. Not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see stars. This is high level, not eye level. My vessel, courtesy your Audemars. I order yours tomorrow. Now look at the time I saved ya. Mama, let me upgrade ya.
Just when you think you had it all, big is called on collecting cars. Picture your life elevating with me. You my project celebrity. I keep it in my little tree. BBS cufflinks, six-star pimp suites. Final, let me upgrade you, upgrade you. Final, let me upgrade you, upgrade you. Let me upgrade you, upgrade you. Final, let me upgrade you.
Summer.
Wow, that was a lot in three songs.
Yeah. So then
a lot of emotion, a lot of heat.
So that was Upgrade You in the Middle, yes, by Beyonce. A
classic. We used to play Beyonce every single show.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's the queen, so. But that's so old. That's so vintage. Like, even more vintage than what's coming up next.
Okay.
And then that was Love Story by Taylor Swift, also vintage. I mean, we were, like, screaming. Sorry for anybody else.
I don't care. We're enjoying our last show, okay? You should see us singing in here. And I don't sing very often in front of people, because.
But you always sing on the show.
Yeah,
like with when, you. Like, oh god, I just smacked myself in the face. Oh god, I just got attacked by someone's
growth. Attacked by yourself.
I got attacked.
Okay, Lauren, do you have things to share with us?
I mean, I have to do the PSA. I mean, that's my job.
Okay, good.
But then they say that WJR.
Well, that's your fault that you went over there.
Well, they said I need 3 minutes. Listen, they only give me 30 seconds of content unless you want me to keep repeating the same thing. Let's see.
Go through the phone number slowly.
Let's see.
I feel like there's chocolate all over my hands. I feel like I say the word chocolate weird. Do I? Chocolate.
No, I don't think you say it weird. Alright. Okay, this is fine. Chronic hepatitis is a leading cause of liver cancer and liver transplants in the U.S. Millions of Americans are living with chronic hepatitis, and most do not know they are infected. I'm in the middle of PSA. Beyonce is overrated. Okay, Henry, you know what? You're overrated, okay? Take 5 minutes to answer a series of questions and find out if you're at risk. Using CDC's online hepatitis risk assessment, visit www.cdc.gov/hepatitis/risk-assessment. Check yourself out, people. And no, Beyonce is not overrated, okay? She is an icon.
Icon.
She is a musical wizard, okay? She
also apparently your parent's sister knows your schedule because she's doing it right now.
Oh god. I don't like that feeling that she knows my schedule.
What if you were in your room?
Knock knock. Maybe.
Okay, sorry.
She must know that we have a radio show.
Maybe she does. Oh my gosh, what if she's listening to our show?
God, no way.
Okay, keep going. Okay, we're just going to play another Beyonce song just because.
Because. Oh, and there's more.
Is that the. Oh, sorry, keep going. Is that the one we want to play? I don't know. Let me think about it. Keep going.
Okay, I'll keep going. Oh, shoot. I'm not going to go back to my room probably tonight.
Oh, wow. You won't even know.
I won't even know until tomorrow morning. Be like Christmas morning.
Christmas morning. That's an interesting way to put it.
We'll be Pansy Sister Morning. For those of you who don't know, seniors in Tri-Delta get a Pansy Sister who is like kind of like a mini Big Little. Mm-hmm. And they just give you like cute little things throughout the day. It's like, I guess like for 4 days or whatever, however many days. And then that leads up to roasts, which leads up to Will's. There's more laughing.
Okay, we'll just play the next song.
Well, clearly Henry does not know good culture, okay?
I'm sorry. I mean, you did also say that Ariana Grande Santa Tell Me was a classic.
It's a classic. It's a modern classic.
Okay, I'm turning Lauren off now. We're playing the next song. Okay, Love on Top by Beyonce.
So you have last the same song. One that you
wanted. Yeah, I didn't like the other one.
All the way from here. Can't you see? Beer. Beauty and the Beast. Beauty from the East. Beautiful confessions of the priest. Beat. Beauty from the streets. We don't get the seats. Every time beauty on the beat. Beat. Body rock. Yeah. Yeah. I wanna kill you. Body
a lot. You guys don't feel the energy that we have in here, but we are jamming today. We are in a mood, okay?
I even got a Phillips head screwdriver to bang on the table.
Set up her hand like I did.
So in the middle, it was Burning Up by the Joe Bros. I mean, that is just, that to me, that is the most iconic song. Like, I literally, when I hear that song, because I saw them in concert in Atlantis in the hotel in the Bahamas, so it wasn't like an actual stadium. It was just kind of like a flat ballroom. Mm. So I was up like real close.
Yeah.
And it just like, it's like a time warp. I just like, burned it just up. Brings me back. It brings me back to like my 12-year-old self, like, being like, yes! And then, like, Nick Jonas was so close to me. And I was like, oh my God. They're basically like sweating on me. It was so great. It was the highlight. It was a peak in my life. You know? when I look back on my life, I'd be like,
that was
those were one of the moments that stands out to me. It was so fun. And then after that was
J Biebs.
Classic.
Yeah. You need to be.
Aunt Nikki, you can't ignore her. I mean, she's.
Yeah, right. Okay, whatever.
Well, that song would not be that song without her. You know, you can't just.
You don't need her in the song.
You don't need her? You just cut her out?
Yeah, I cut her
Justin,
out.
Justin! Like, the whole thing. Like, you would ruin
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't need that. Wow. But seriously, guys, you don't feel the energy that we have right now. We're, like, on some type of level today. I don't know what. I think we had too many Hershey Kisses. I think that is really getting to our heads. But, yeah. We're having a great time for our last show.
Great.
Hopefully you are too. Okay, we only have a couple more minutes. I feel like we got to play tunes, you know? Okay. Unless there's something you got to talk about. Like, I know people like our banter, but I don't necessarily have something. We've talked a lot just prior to the show, so.
Yeah, true. We got, Jesus, the Phillips said. I don't know. I don't really have that much to say. Just other than that, I'm graduating.
She's outie.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
I'm sure it is.
Actually, it's not that weird, but like, okay. Kind of. It'll hit me. I keep telling people, it'll hit me when everybody.
You're home by yourself.
Even like, winter break is going to be okay, but
yeah.
When you guys start going back to school and everybody starts
posting and posting, like
saying, I'll be like,
but you'll come back for 100 nights.
Yeah, I'll come back for other random.
100 nights is that first weekend or second weekend.
So is it?
Yeah, I think it's the second weekend.
Okay. I got to plan accordingly.
February like 9th or something.
Got to plan accordingly, but okay. Yeah. Over here.
Cool. Okay, next song. Just to get in the holiday spirit, obviously.
Of course.
Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. Here we go.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you. Like a hot July, I should be chilling with my folks. I know I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming tonight. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list. I know I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shawty, under the mistletoe.
Christmas. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spend so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow. Shawty with you.
She'll say goodbye. That was so appropriate. Wow, I didn't even know that.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that last song was because it was on our first ever.
That's right, that screensaver makes me so uncomfortable.
It was on our first ever radio show.
Yeah.
Wow, full circle, everybody.
Yeah, we got to keep it full
Thank you for being here and supporting us through the years. We really appreciate it.
It's been great. We've enjoyed it. Yeah. I hope you guys have enjoyed
it. It's been real.
Well.
It's been real.
Had some good bops, had some good laughs.
Okay, stop. You're making me sad.
Oh, okay. Please don't cry. This is going to be like LAF all over again.
Okay. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Two Girls Playing Tunes for the very last time. My name's Sam.
And I'm Lauren.
And thanks for listening.
Maybe you'll see us on the real radio.
Yeah, we're going to get promoted
who
one
knows?
Day.
Who knows? Someone might pick us up.
Yeah, you never know. This is classic, really... clear. Yeah, well, really good stuff.
We'll
good content.
We'll have something to show when we like pitch our like radio.
Yeah,
idea.
We'll have our mixtapes in our our pockets. Exactly. Like Lauren's plaid shirt right now. We'll put it in little pockets and then just slip it to people like when they come. Especially when celebrities come for LAF. That's all. Just the spring concert. Just pass along. Yeah.
All right.
Peace out, people. We have a holiday party to get to.
Yeah.